Hey there. Just a heads up, this is a podcast for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff. Think spicy language, mature topics, and themes your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like. Hey, you guys, we're back for episode 38.
We're back. We didn't really know what we were going to talk about this time because we've been kind of devoid of content lately. We've been complaining that we haven't been doing anything that's content worthy other than, you know, the last trip we had. But
I know,
since
I told Aiden,
it's been 5 days and we haven't done anything. So what the hell?
I feel so bad. Like, I feel like I'm not being a good swinger. And
you always feel that way.
I do.
We've got a lot coming up.
I'm like, what do we have to record? What interesting things do we have to say to people? We really don't have much other than like your minor text flirtations with people and me just doing absolutely nothing and making no effort.
Well, we've got a lot coming up. We've got party Sunday. I'm DJing at a bar during the day. And then there's this brand new group of lifestyle people who've invited us and just a couple of people from our group to their big swim party. So we don't know what's going to happen there, but it'll be fun. We did the usual perusing of the photos and found some contenders, you never know, because I think pictures are so deceptive.
Very deceptive.
In the groups, you just never really know, so we kind of have to give that up and just go.
Well, it's a vibe. It's not just somebody's looks. That's why it's so hard for me. It's like their whole vibe. Like I was telling you, like I want calm, confident, masculine, not overly handsy unless we have a vibe. And they need to figure out somehow magically that we have a vibe.
Right. From a photo that they don't know we're looking at.
I know. Exactly. I'm like, and they're supposed to read my mind and know that I like them or don't like them and adjust their decisions based on that. It's insane.
Absolutely.
I cannot explain chemistry, you guys. I mean, when I first met Superman, it was an immediate yes. And I don't know what it was. It was just something about him that was confident, that was not creepy, that wasn't overly aggressive. But he was attentive and funny and he talked to me.
Yeah, there you go.
And he tried to get to know me, but he was in no way like trying to get something. I can ferret out manipulation so quickly when someone is just trying to get something from me or I feel like they are. And so I just want like a real confident man.
You heard it, guys. That's what you need to do.
It's so hard. We all have insecurities, and I definitely, obviously, have loads of insecurities of my own. So it can be hard to act normal in front of people you're interested in. I totally get that.
So what brought us here? So we decided we had some content tonight.
Well, you decided we did.
Right. I decided, like, we need to record this because we have stuff to say, and I want to catch it. So on Telegram, the woman that I dated just before I met Anna, randomly her contact showed up in my Telegram. Mm-hmm. It said so-and-so has joined Telegram. I'm like, oh, well, here she is. I haven't spoken with her in 5 years.
Yeah.
And so this might be a good time to reach out. So I just said, hey, how you doing? And she ghosted. Like I think it's just part of her personality that when we fizzled out, she didn't want to confront the back and forth. And there was no hard feelings or ill will. Yeah. It was time for us to not be together. No one broke up with anybody. It just kind of fizzled. But she just kind of went dark. And I know that's how she is. And she has done that in her past relationship. So I didn't think twice about it, really. I missed her a little bit just because we had a connection for a good 6-7 months. And she was the one who kind of showed me, I've told you before, how I could be loved and what it was like to be loved when I was in a sort of loveless marriage at the time.
Yeah.
And so post separation, we were together and we weren't in love or anything, but she just showed me care and love, and I just appreciated her for that. And it was a great segue to my new life. And so I would say a bridge, we called it. Just like I think yours was a bridge. You had dated a man a similar amount of time before me. We both had these experiences, and that ended for other reasons, and they just went away, and then we were ready for each other. I
Kind of
think
the
is,
first pancake.
yeah, the first pancake's always a little odd, and then the rest of the pancakes are better.
But it got us to where we are, and they were both meaningful relationships in the sense that they reminded us that we're still sexy and desirable and lovable, and in my case, not crazy for thinking I was not being treated well in my marriage.
Same for me. She gave me the same kind of like sounding board for what was happening in my marriage. And
Exactly.
so we thank both of them for their service
We
to
do.
us eventually having the great relationship we have. I think they were contributory to that. So I reached out to her and we had a conversation and told her about my life and the things that have changed in the last 4 years a lot. And talked back and forth, told her about Anna and our amazing relationship and that we're open. And she's had a child since then and talked about that. And she was very happy about my being happy. So it was a really nice, lovely, I guess, closure since we didn't really have that. And today she tends to prefer a voicemail. So she sent a voice message and it was very, how would you describe it?
It was so sweet and thoughtful. You could tell she really knows you, knows your heart, knows your spirit, and loves you and appreciates you for who you are and really values the time that y'all had together.
Yeah, and so she sent the voicemail, and you heard her voice for the first time. I shared everything with you. You read the whole text as we do, and it was really nice. And I think you were just, I think you seemed pleased by the fact this other woman was confirming for me some of the things you've told me. And it was really nice. I felt really good about it. There's no me wanting to get back with her or missing her in that way. I just appreciated the human connection and the conversation in this short text string.
So many important people come into our lives throughout our lives, and they don't have to be your perfect soulmate, but they can still be important, and they can still be a really meaningful connection that you want to continue to cultivate and not forget about and not have to completely cut off that I think you would have to do in a monogamous relationship. You would just have to pretend that never existed. And if you reached out to her, you might feel like you were cheating or something. And I just thought it was beautiful. And I've always said to you that I really like the idea of you reconnecting with ex-girlfriends. There's something beautiful about that. I'd like to be able to do that. Like, I'd love to be able to reconnect with my high school boyfriend. I'd actually like to be able to reconnect with the guy that I saw before you, because he's kind of hilarious. And the whole,
See, that's new. I haven't heard that yet
well, the
until
one,
this moment.
he's very
You've always,
flirty.
oh, I don't want to ever see him. I don't know what I was doing with him. And
No,
you
but
had
like
no
it,
desire to ever talk to
so,
him. You blocked him on everything.
well, I blocked him for you. And, but I mean, I could have just not responded to him. I could have handled him in a different way, but I blocked him for you, for our relationship. And I don't need to undo that. I really don't. But what we had was similar in the sense that we went through kind of a war together, and that we were going through our divorces together, and he was there for me during a really difficult time. I can imagine the conversation that we would have now was like, would be basically like, Jesus Christ, can you believe we did that shit? Like, that was insane. Just because we were coming out of such terrible marriages, we were a little bit feral, and we really didn't have much in common, honestly, besides the physical. And so it was something I had never done. I think that's kind of what he does. That's
Yeah, he
his
does that.
jam. He's
Yeah.
kind of a bad boy.
Attached women. We've talked about
And he
him on the
really,
podcast
yes, and he
before.
really likes attached women. He likes the idea of taking someone away from someone else. And so we have also laughed about the fact that the way I think it would go with him is that I would tell him everything about how great things are going with you, Aiden, how we're engaged, how I tell you everything, how he knows I'm talking to you. In fact, you're sitting right next to me as I'm writing this or saying this voice memo, and that he would immediately ghost me because that would turn him off so much, because he only likes what he can't have. Like, basically, if he's getting one over on another guy, I think that might be
That's
his
his
kink.
kink.
I think
Yeah.
that's
We've
his
talked
kink.
about this. We've had a whole conversation about this guy. And
I
I
know.
have lesser admiration of him based on the things I've heard. His affection for attached women, home wrecking is not a problem for him. We had a long talk about this early in the podcast
He
and
is unethically
unethically
non-monogamous.
non-monogamous. Yes, in an extreme way. And so for me, what you saw with the woman who I spoke with today was the sweet, loving, I'm so glad you're happy.
Right.
You went to him, it would be, you ready to fuck? He can't control
A
you,
hundred
right? Yeah.
percent.
So it's a little
It's
bit
so
different.
different. It is so different.
I
Although it
mean,
would be hilarious for me. And he's such a flirt and he's a dirty, dirty man.
yes.
And there's something about that that I like. I'm not gonna lie. But I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. That's drama I do not need. And honestly, the fact he would totally not be interested. I just know it. If it wasn't something that I was doing behind your back. I was like, yeah, sure, we can fuck, but
That's
Aiden's gonna be there. And he fucks better than you. So you mind watching from can you help us with the video? He would be so
help us with
not. I mean, it would
the
not that he'd be like absolutely
video.
crickets, which would actually be really funny. But I
So
on
these are comparable but not comparable situations.
exactly. Like
It's
she's a really good person, your person is.
right.
But
He's the Sancho.
he's yeah,
Yeah.
he's not I can't say he's got the quality of character.
Yeah.
But
And
he
he,
served a purpose.
yes, he did. And he was a factor in our relationship early on. Just part of the reason we broke up is his sniffing around and hitting up your text and you hiding the text from me and all that
Right.
shit. I mean, you had this very fiery sexual relationship with him.
And that was the same time that you were on the apps and all that. I was telling you it was okay, but I
Right.
wasn't telling you that I
Right.
really didn't want you on the apps. But so you had no contact with her during
Right.
this time since.
Never once.
Okay,
Yeah.
interesting.
And she moved away too. She went to a state far away. So,
Yeah, and that was a whole,
right.
yeah, she had a whole thing.
But what's interesting about this is, and I've noticed this pattern, it's one of the reasons I want to record it before we talked about it, that when I start to have any sort of line on someone
Yeah.
or some sort of interest in me
Yeah.
or some flirting of some sort, you go straight for it. Like I looked over, we were just talking about this earlier. I look over and you're on fucking field for the first time I've seen in probably 6 months
Probably.
going through single guys. And I wanted to kind of get to the bottom of this. I want to understand. And this is kind of consistent with the Tom incident that I was with his wife
Oh,
and all of
right.
a sudden you're totally trying to get him to come to your house.
Yeah.
And this is just me being curious. This is not about like feeling threatened or anything. There's nothing like that. I'm really curious as to your reactions to people interested in me. Yeah, or me, my interest in others is immediate. I need to have that too. And it wasn't just those two instances. There's a couple others where you just seem to really go into action on finding someone either through the app or whatever it might be. And I'm just curious to find out kind of what it is that's driving that. Maybe get to your real feelings about it. Because I have a feeling that, I mean, to hear that message today from her. It
Yeah,
was really sweet, and
it
she was
was.
really complimentary of both of us. She's happy for me and you because I described you to her, and it was really sweet. But I can imagine that might be hard to hear. You heard her voice and you know how she spoke to me, and that it was kind of similar in ways of your care for me. I'm curious if that has anything to do with it. I want you to be really frank and really direct with this is how I felt when I heard that, and I know you were happy,
Yeah.
right?
I felt like it was like a really sweet, loving communication. And that's what I want for you. And that's what I want for myself. Honestly, I would love to find someone like that who is my extra person, who I have that kind of connection with, who I have that kind of chemistry with. I just can't
Well, no,
find
she's you're not,
anyone.
I haven't found her. She's an ex from
Yeah.
5 years ago before I met
I
you. There's no
know.
future anything there.
But there could be. I mean, I
No,
don't know why there,
absolutely not.
but why not?
She doesn't live here.
I thought she
We
did.
broke up years ago. She has a child. I think it was just a reconnecting, like, hey, we didn't have closure before, and this was an opportunity for us to close that up. And to me, I don't feel like there's any future talking at all. It's like, okay, great, have a great life. And that's kind of where I see this. There's no
Oh.
like plans or any interest in doing it. Just because I've been there, done that, I know her well, and it's
Yeah.
fine, but it was lovely to get that sweet of a message of someone who's genuinely happy for me and my new life with you.
I mean, I would love for you to continue to be in contact with her, and I'd love to meet her. I'd love for you to see her. And I would encourage you, if there's still a connection, for you guys to explore playing together again. Because I think that's really nice. Honestly, I would love to reconnect with my high school boyfriend. I don't know how the sex would be. I have a feeling it wouldn't be as good. I think that would be really cool. Even if it was just I had lunch with him, I don't want to go to my deathbed never seeing or talking to him again.
And I would encourage
It
that.
doesn't even have to include sex.
I would encourage that too. You've spoken about him so much. I'd like to meet him.
I know. I
He's
would
been
love
such a
for you
part of
to
your
meet him.
life that I think that's really important. I don't know
I
if you'd like to meet
know.
me, but I'd like to meet him.
I know. And it probably will never happen, but that's something that I love that we're open because that's even a possibility. Because that was such an important relationship in my life for 12 years, you know, in such like impressionable years too. And it was such a positive relationship. But I think there's something beautiful and sweet about reconnecting with old friends or old girlfriends, especially when it was a positive relationship that you have that past history from. There's something about that that I think is really sweet and beautiful that I'd love for you to be able to experience, and that I feel like couples who are monogamous just have to ignore that. Like,
Or they hate the exes.
yes, and we hate the
Like you can't
exes.
mention her name,
No,
right?
exactly. And I think that's just so sad because all of these beautiful people came into our lives for a reason and they served a purpose and they taught us something. And I think it's like a beautiful, respectful thing to do to allow your partner to remain in contact with these people. It's no different from my best friend from high school who's a woman. Like if somebody said, oh no, you can't talk to her ever again, I'd be like, well, that'd be terrible because she knows all my secrets from when I was 15. You know, I mean, there's something really valuable about those old friendships and old relationships from your youth during a time when you were maybe a different person. It's almost like they knew a different you that I didn't get to know. And that's really special and valuable. And that's why I would want to meet them and I would want to hear, like, this woman knew you before I met you and was basically taking care of you and giving you that love that you needed that you weren't getting in your marriage before I was able to do that. I've heard about all the pain that you went through during your divorce, but I wasn't there during that time. And I'm so glad that she was. And I just want all of that for you. I just want you to do whatever you want to do when it comes to that and feel like zero pressure either way. But I would like that too.
We've talked about her before because I've mentioned her as someone who, again, showed me that I could be loved. And it was like
Yeah.
really intoxicating at the time. Like, wow, this is like such a breath of fresh air after 20 plus years of just, grinding down in this loveless marriage.
Yeah.
And I think that's the attraction of the other person. Like when you're in a tough situation in a marriage, when somebody comes along and just brightens your day and makes you feel like a man again.
Oh, it's amazing.
And she did that for a period of time. And I've described her to you as someone who really got me ready for you and so much more. Like you say, people serve a purpose in your life, and she helped me with that. Just like your fuckboy did for you when he took care of something that needed to be taken care of, and it worked.
Yours was so much more morally good.
Don't know how moral it was, but
I just
it was
really
good.
needed to get fucked.
Yeah, right.
I had a very sexless marriage, you guys.
Yes.
And when I went off the birth control pill and my hormones came back, my libido came roaring back. And
And in my situation, it really wasn't about the sex at all. I mean, the sex was okay, but it was the connection that she was giving me, and it was the feeding and nourishing of my soul that she was given for
yeah.
that very short time. And so we both had our needs met because that's what people do, even in monogamous marriages, and very often in monogamous marriages, they go get their needs met. My need was to be loved and admired and cared for, and
Yeah.
yours was to get laid and have someone to talk to that could talk some sense into you, into the marriage that you were in.
Make me laugh and just not have to be
Yes.
so serious
Right. So
and
he
to,
did those things for you.
yes.
And so we both had this. I think that's great knowledge for anyone to have, that
Yeah.
you can have these helpful souls in your life come along and give you what you need so you can graduate to the next level, which is where I feel we're
I still feel like you have the moral high ground with your nice woman and my
at.
bad boy.
Well, whatever it takes, right? But I think what I wanted to record was I really want to understand your reaction and really, really get your honest reaction to the, because I know you and I know that intellectually you love that I had that experience and you enjoyed listening to that message and reading those texts. But the immediate action that you took, which I've seen you do other times, tells me that maybe there's something there. Like maybe he's getting flirted with. I feel maybe anxious or insecure about it. So I need to also do something that will make me feel better about that. I want you to really think about that because I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're so much more social than I am. You're a much better flirt than I am.
Oh, come on.
And I just feel
We've talked
like,
about how I can't flirt
and
worth a
you just
shit.
put more effort in than I do. And so I just feel like I'm more introverted. Like, I would love to find someone hot to flirt with that I could be a good swinger with and just be such a naughty slut. But I don't try. So I just expect it to come to me. So when this stuff happens, I'm like, look, he's having so much fun. That's so
What's
cool. I would love to reconnect
so
with
much fun
my
was
ex
getting a
and
voice text?
get reaffirmation of what this the beautiful time we had. And I would love to
Okay,
have
so it's like
like a sexy side chat with somebody in our swinger group. I would love to have that, but I'm not interested in anybody. So then I was like, well, I better go on a field and find somebody.
I'm not really either.
I know, but you are more than I am.
I
You
don't
do
know
have,
about
at least you
that.
engage. At least you're even thinking about it.
I don't know that I am. I responded to another woman's, this is what happened in the same day today. This is why I'm bringing this up. Because another woman that was at our party, who I thought was pretty attractive, and those are the ones we were having a conversation with, she reached out with some DJ meme or something, and I wrote her back, and we
Instagram DMs.
Instagram DM, and we just had a little conversation, and I invited her to this party that I'm going to be DJing on Sunday. Pretty mellow, kind of not a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
But you're like, well, they're into us because her husband's definitely into you,
And
and
I'm not into him.
he's the one that squeezed your ankle really hard. And so if you go back to our last party episode, but she was reaching out to me, which was nice to
Which
have,
is
which doesn't
great.
happen a lot. And that's great. But that's just two incidents today that I'm wondering if that's
Oh, that's so
affecting.
nice. And both of them are people you're attracted to. And that's what I have guys every once in a while, they'll reach out to me separately, but not usually because it's considered disrespectful of you. So I need to be more aggressive and reach out to guys that I find attractive, except
But
that I
see,
don't have any.
that's exactly what I'm talking about here. You need to go do something.
Because I want to have somebody.
Right, so these are triggering
And
you.
it's not going to happen if I don't do anything.
But what I'm saying, these are triggering you into doing something. Like you said,
I
well, I
know. It
want what he's
motivates
having.
me. That's right. I want what
So
you're
you're getting
having.
motivated by outreach
Yeah.
from women to me.
Because it's so fun to flirt and I don't have anybody to flirt
Okay.
with. I don't like have anybody that I like. I would love that. It's maybe once every 2 years, I'm guessing.
Oh, I think that's a story right there.
It's true. I mean, it's been
You've had
one.
3 episodes back, assault of sexy texts. 2 episodes
I
back,
know. And then
fucking Superman. I mean, you're not exactly
Superman,
lonely.
Superman is the only one. And honestly, I just didn't get enough of a sexual vibe from Tom when I saw him at the party. And I just was like, eh, I don't know. I just wasn't
Well,
like, there's
you're.
something about Superman who's like, he's got that naughty edge. He's kind of got that bad boy edge where he'll like flirt with me. He'll say inappropriate shit to me. And that's perfect. That's exactly what I need.
Inappropriate shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to up my game on that.
I don't know. Tell me. Well, it's fine. You don't have to be everything. You don't have to be all the
I
things.
can be naughty.
You are naughty. Oh, and I love that about. That's why you're all the things. What do they say? Like, lady in the
Edgier.
streets and something
Beast in
in.
the sheets.
Yeah. Like,
I'm
you're the perfect combo for guys. You're like,
gonna still have to get a little
you're super
edgier.
naughty, but then you're like so fucking sweet. But you're also like, tell me what to do. It's hot. It's so fucking hot. Oh my God.
So this is more of an envy thing.
Oh my God, yes. Yes,
Okay.
yes, yes. I think we're getting to that. That's exactly
So
what it is.
that I don't know if that makes me want to volunteer these things.
Why?
I mean, I have to because we're open. This is
It
what we
gets me
do.
motivated to do stuff. Otherwise, I won't do anything in the lifestyle. I will literally just be with you. I need
So
motivating. I'm a very lazy swinger. I just want all the hot guys to come to me and to just line up, and I will pick them when I
they would
want.
if you put the announcement out.
Well,
They would line up at that fucking door right there.
I don't know. I just want it to be super easy, and it's not.
It's harder for guys, I will tell you. All you have to just go, hey, I'm here. That's all you'd have to do. I
No.
gotta go out and do stuff. And so maybe it's just the effort that it takes me looks like ease to you. I don't know.
Well, I think that you're very well loved by all the women. I think
I don't know all
all you
these
have to
women
do
you're
is
talking
decide
about.
the ones you're attracted to. I just haven't found anybody. So I need to just keep going. I need to not give up. We have new parties with new people, but I've already looked at the list, so I don't know. But a
Okay,
bunch of them didn't have
so what I've
pictures,
learned
so.
here is that if I think you're slowing down too much, just go meet someone and talk to them and share it with you and make it a little sexy, and then boom, you're back on.
Yes, and I'll be
All
like,
right.
okay. Oh my God. Well,
If I
Al,
don't want you to, I'll just be quiet.
now you have to always tell me stuff. We're not gonna start
Hey,
lying to each other.
right?
I mean, right?
Right. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. I don't want to trigger you every time I have a flirty conversation with them
I'm not
that's
triggered.
like two texts down, and then all of a sudden you're on the apps.
I'm just, so what? That's a good thing.
I mean, I
You're
guess that's a good
motivating
thing.
me. I need motivating. You obviously can't spank it into me. That's a reward.
Is.
Like,
Spanking never works on you. It
I
just makes it
know.
worse.
If I'm going to participate in the lifestyle, I need some sort of motivation, and this is the motivation that I need.
Okay. So
If I'm
competitive,
seeing,
envious motivation.
yes, I'm like, that looks really fun. I fucking want that. I wonder if I could. No, I can't side text Superman. Ugh, so lame. So
Okay,
lame.
so,
I want a sexy side
but I mean,
text.
this is all just coming from me, like,
No,
doing
it's
basically
fun.
nothing.
I know, but that'd be fun. I mean, it's like, I just want sexy side texts. I don't need deep, meaningful, like emotional side texts like you had with your ex like recently, which is beautiful, but I don't even need that, which I think is the more threatening thing for you. I just need some like naughty stuff, and then I'll feel like, oh, this is fun. I'm participating.
Okay.
And I'm not left
So the
behind.
goal is to not be left behind
Yeah.
and
And to have
participate and have
fun.
fun
Yeah.
and not let me get ahead of you.
Well, it's not like get ahead. It's awkward to be in lifestyle where you're sort of participating and I'm just not even trying. That's kind of lame. And so I need to realize that just hot guys don't magically appear at my bed, and that I need to make some sort of effort. But the apps are pointless. So literally sometimes it's just me going through the, oh, I got on the app and I looked at my likes and none of them are any good. I didn't like any of them. And now I realize, oh yeah, there's nobody. But now I got it out of my system. And so now I'm just back to, I prefer to work and sleep anyway. It's so much better. And fuck
Okay,
you.
so it's out of your system now.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, pretty much it.
You just confuse me
No,
so
it's not
much.
confusing. It's sometimes it's just like a mental thing I'll go through. I'm like, God damn it. And I'll get frustrated. I'm like, I want that. But what it will do is motivate me the next time we go to a lifestyle party that I will try. I will make an effort to look around, because you know how you always look around.
Yeah.
I don't even look around. I don't even try to make eye
You
contact.
recognize who the hot guys are in the room, though.
If there are any, and it's not that they're hot or not, but there's a lot of hot guys, but what I'm attracted to, I cannot even describe. It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a
And
vibe.
women out there, I hope you understand. Do you guys understand what I'm talking about? It's like how you carry yourself, how you look at me, how you smell, how you so many things. I cannot tell if I'm attracted to you by a picture.
Yeah, that's difficult. That's why the apps haven't really worked for us.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm
But
probably
we have this whole new group on Sunday. There's
that'll
like
be awesome.
47 people in
I'm
that
actually
chat.
super excited about that.
I am too.
I'm in a really good mood and I've had an awesome week and we had such a good time in El Salvador and I feel like I got to such a good place. Like I had sex with you in a orgy adjacent way.
Congratulations, it was great.
I know. And I just thought that was so great.
We entertained the people while we were there. It was good.
Oh, babe,
Yeah.
I don't think we're that important, but it was really, I loved it.
They told us, thank you so much for
It
that. You
was
got the
really
party started.
fun. It was so much fun.
It was your vocalizing that did it.
But that's
Man.
exciting. So to the extent that we can branch out to more groups and meet more people, I would love that. I wouldn't even mind going to some party if they would ever invite us that's being hosted by that play aggressive group, but I don't think they'd ever invite us because we have a reputation for
We
not
could totally get an
playing.
invite to that.
But
The one of the leaders is in both of our Facebook. He hit us both up to get in Facebook,
well,
and
I
he
could
wants
just
to know
say, look, just let me come and peruse the wares. At least let me come and decide if there's nobody in here that's even a
if you show up at that
possibility.
one, it's like, thanks for coming. You're playing.
Well,
We
I don't know.
could ask him, are your parties all like, you gotta play if you're there? I mean,
I'm
I
sure they
doubt
would
that's
say
true.
no. And we could say, you're definitely playing. I
I
just
don't
don't
know
know if
that.
I will
I
because
don't
I
know
need to
that.
see people in person and I need to talk to them and feel the vibe.
You make so many assumptions about my. I've told you so many times how much
I
it's like our last
know.
party. It was like we decided to be with each other, and that's what
We
we did,
totally
and it was
did.
such a
It
blast.
really
We
was.
had so much fun. So this is all just like still expectation
I
stuff.
still have this stereotype that all men want to fuck new pussy all the time. New pussy equals better pussy. And I guess that's not always the case.
It's
Not,
not me.
yeah, well, and
You,
it,
I said your pussy's always new to me. Every
aww,
time. Just like it
it's
was earlier tonight.
it was fun.
Yes.
I know. It was really fun.
Okay, we'll tell that story.
My air conditioning has been out, you guys, so it's been like a freaking sauna, sweating my ass off
So
on
she's had to
beds.
sleep in my bed next door
Yeah.
two nights in a row, and it's been
Yeah.
awesome. I love having her over there, and now she got her AC fixed. I'm all sad because
But it
she's gonna
was
come back.
still cooling off upstairs, so we were downstairs on the second floor where it was actually still cool. And we ended up having sex on the couch in the living room, which is like a leather couch, and where I was like sticking to everything. And you were like, move down. And I was like, I can't. And I had to glom on you like a spider monkey, and you had to peel me off the back of the couch and move me so I could
Did
move
hear
down.
a peeling
I
noise from
know.
the leather.
So we had sex, and then what happened? Oh, yeah.
Right at the top of my orgasm, like I'm coming, and I get a massive cramp in my thigh. And I'm like, I got a cramp in my thigh. I just stretch my leg out, like, well, I'm still fucking her. I'm like stretching my leg
He's
out.
trying to come, but he's like in pain from the cramp, so it's blocking his orgasm
It
halfway.
stopped my orgasm right in the middle, and I didn't feel the orgasms, but after a while I realized I totally came in you.
Yeah,
And I didn't know
he's fucking me again, and he's like, oh no, I think I can still come, and he's fucking me, and it's like sloshing around. There's so much cum in
I
me,
didn't know at all.
and I was like, sorry, this is TMI. We don't really usually talk about these kind of details, but it was just so funny. And if you hear us before when we did the sex party game, we talked about some really embarrassing sex stories too. And so maybe we will provide embarrassing sex story details. And so finally, he was like, oh my gosh, I did come in you because he saw it. And had to
It
get me
was
some
pretty
Kleenex.
visible.
Yeah, it was really visible.
I
But he didn't even get the benefit.
didn't get the
You
benefit
didn't
of it.
feel it. That's so sad.
Deposited my seed, and I was like, okay, I guess we're done. And I'm like, wait, did I come? I don't know if any of the guys out there have ever had a situation where they've come and didn't know it.
Yeah, you
That's a
guys,
first for
write to
me.
us. Have you ever had that?
That's
What the
definitely
hell?
a first.
But anyway, so yeah, it was different sex. I wouldn't say it was better sex for you.
And I had to get rid of the cramp too.
Okay, so what other questions do you have for me? These are such good questions.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to examine my own feelings about it because, like, and you've been like kind of complimentary of fuckboy a little bit too. Oh, I'd really like to see him again. Like, you've never said you wanted to see him again or talk to him again. You've always said, oh, no, I can't believe I ever did that or whatever.
A lot of
And now
time
it's
has
a
gone
lot more,
by.
yeah, a lot of time, but I don't know if I'm getting the real story now or if the story's changed or what have you. But you know my feelings about the guy. And it's not just, I've said before, thank you for your service. He got you to a place where you could be with me. He got you out of your marriage. He was instrumental in that.
Yeah.
Helping you understand what was happening in your marriage. So no ill will there, and thank you for your service, sir. But just the fuckboy thing and the working behind the scenes to try and get you to stop seeing me or see him on the side and all that kind of shit. There's that's
Totally.
that was very threatening at the time. That's one of the reasons we broke up, was he was a marker in our breakup.
Yeah.
So there's some history with that guy. There's
Totally.
none with this other woman, of course.
No, she has never tried to interfere with us.
But I don't know if
Never.
it's just like you've maybe whitewashed it in the past.
You're probably right. I tend to do that in general with it, with everything as time goes by. I mean, even with my ex-husband, I'm like, oh, these are some good things about him. And I tend to forget the bad stuff, which can be a good thing, but it can also not be a good thing
Yeah.
because you got to remember people's negative traits just so you don't get hurt again. I do remember the damage he did to our relationship. And that's why I don't really need to be in contact with him. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about how funny it would be
It would be kind of funny
to have a conversation. I agree. Like, I
for you
did
to go in
fantasize.
all like attached and happy where
I
he can't
know.
work his juju
It just
magic.
wouldn't work. And that's what I thought. He might be at this party that we went to. And I was having this fantasy of you walking straight up to him, looking him in the eye, and going, thank you for your service, and shaking his hand. And him being like, what? Like, obviously, we're awesome. He knows everything. I tell him everything.
If you run into him, which has happened several times, if you run into him, I'd be very interested in what you could tell him that would just be hilarious like that.
I
Like,
know, that's what I'm saying.
we're so happy. He knows everything about us. He thinks it's great. He thinks it's great that you got me out of my
Yeah.
marriage, and now he and I are getting married, whatever that is.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know.
I'd be
I'm wondering what you would tell him if you saw him in
Well, I
person.
know what he would be like.
Besides, like,
I know what
no,
he
I'm
would
not going to the
say.
hotel with you again.
Exactly. I know exactly. Well, I know what he would say. He'd be like, "When are we gonna fuck again?" And I'd be like, "We're not." And also, I'm telling Aiden everything that you tell me. Like, if I told him we were in an open relationship, he'd be like, "Great, then I could fuck you, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Come over. Aiden's gonna watch. He loves MFMs." And
Aiden's not gonna watch. Aiden's gonna do it, and he's gonna watch.
yeah, Aiden's
That's
gonna do
what's gonna
it. He's
happen.
gonna watch. Exactly. That he'd be
Let's
like,
get this
"What?
straight.
Let's get this straight." No, it'd be
Hey, boy,
hilarious.
we need some more lube over here,
Because
boy.
just the
Bring it
look on
over.
his face, like he would lose. He has this like confidence of cockiness to him. I could just see like him going crestfallen. Like the fact that you would know and participate in it is the exact opposite of his kink. His kink is let's sneak around behind the back of your guy.
Yeah, he likes to sneak around. He likes to stick
Yeah.
it to the husband,
Which is
right?
the unethical non-monogamy.
Right.
And
Very unethical
I don't fuck
non-monogamy.
with unethical non-monogamous. So
Right.
in the end, this is not a person I will be reaching back out to or unblocking, but I do fantasize about how that would go because I just think it's hilarious. And I just think it would just bring it full circle. And I was kind of pissed actually at the end how he was kind of trying to get me, tell me that you weren't good for me or you were trying to control me. And to have to be able to come back around and be like, he knows everything. He's not trying to control me. Like,
The last thing I'm
we're
doing.
open. I get to do whatever I want, but he's gonna be there and you're gonna be watching.
Want to see that
I know, exactly. I
motherfucker.
know. He's
But it's
didn't
a nice
deserve it.
thought.
It's a nice thought. Yeah.
We don't need condoms, by the way, but you'll need one if you ever even get in there, which you won't.
I know.
So anyway, well,
Anyway.
this is a good exercise. I mean, I just want to make sure that we're really honest with each other about what's driving us. What our triggers are, what's causing feelings, and really examining that, right?
Yeah.
And you said it, you said what it is. It's a little envy, and I get the same way. I'm
You
not as competitive as you are, and I'm not as, I think ultimately you have a lot more equivalency drive than maybe I
Competitive swinging.
have. Right. Like, oh, he's talking to a girl. I'm on the app. Like, immediately you were on your phone on the app. I'm like, when did you pull field out? You haven't had that up in front. Well, I don't know. Nope. Not this guy. Not that guy. Nope. And then you put it down. You're like, okay, I'm done.
I know. I tried every time. It's always just a futile exercise.
Something for you.
Exercise. No, reconfirms that I will never find anyone
That's
to fuck
okay.
besides
Anyone who's
you.
listened to us knows that these nevers and things that'll never happen. I'll never meet anyone. It's such bullshit. Like, Sunday it'll probably happen just based
Poor
on your saying
Superman. I've
this.
got to find somebody else besides him. I mean, he literally knows that he's the only one I'll fuck besides you. That's pretty pitiful.
So far.
So far, I'm
And
trying.
I'm not exactly out there fucking a bunch of women either. So I think we're
No.
both the same problem we've talked about in all these podcasts, which is
But the first step is that flirtation, and you're so much better at that. And you're
I'm
like,
not
you're
either.
slightly more interested in slightly more people than I am.
Okay.
And that
All
is
right. That
all.
I will take.
I just need
I have a
until.
little lower standards than you, too.
That's true. I just need to put a little more effort in.
No,
Even though it's
you don't need
frustrating
to do anything.
sometimes.
I mean,
No,
the party
but
we had together, just us, was great.
it was
And you don't need to do
amazing.
anything. I don't need to
And I
do
do
anything.
like all the sexy time just in that environment with you. I love that. I think that's
Yeah.
super hot.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. And I
So.
love it when you flirt with other women. That's really hot and sexy and turns me on.
And then you just start nasty texting people when I do that.
But
Is
that's what we want. I need
it?
the motivation to do that.
All right.
I mean, right, if we're gonna be swinging, like I shouldn't just be sitting on the sidelines where you participate. I need motivation. Otherwise, I am like so happy with you and I'm so busy with work and I'm just not motivated.
Okay,
It's got to
well,
take a really quality human, a
know I'm
really naughty, bad boy
So I
quality
know what it
human.
takes now to get you
Yes.
motivated. So I've got this
Yes.
little tool in my tool belt,
Yes, you do.
and I will summon that when I feel like you're not putting out like you should.
Right, exactly. I mean, honestly, that's why I was thinking that the young guy at the El Salvador retreat might have worked if he was legitimately ever interested in me. But somebody like that, Because he was kind of a bad boy.
Yeah.
That, and I kind of like that because
Yeah,
it's
you
very
do.
uncomplicated.
Don't all women like bad boys? It's a thing.
Well, especially for a side thing that's not
Yeah.
I'm gonna marry you. Like, I'm never gonna have a serious relationship with someone like that, probably. Although he
Well,
seemed really sweet
there
too.
is me.
And obviously.
You'll never have a serious relationship with a bad boy, so what
Well,
is
I do have,
this?
oh wait, I do have a serious
What is
relationship with a bad
this?
boy. Well, because you're like two men in one. You're like a double yoke. You're like double secret happiness. It's so rare.
There's plenty of nasty guys
You
out
have
there.
so many cool sides to you that are so hot in so many different ways. You can like revenge fuck me if I've been naughty, and then you can also just like soulmate fuck me when we're just like really romantic. And
Yes, we do have several categories.
we have so many categories.
A lot of
We have
categories.
many.
All right, so anything else on this?
I don't
Anything you want to tell
know.
me about this, about the conversations I've had, or
No, I just thought, I think you're doing so well. You're killing it.
not killing, I just talked to an ex.
I know. It's so impressive. I think it's beautiful. And
You know
I
what, really, in
encourage.
the end, what I really feel good about is, and it crossed my mind
Yeah.
that, do I want to share this with her? That was my typical reaction.
Yeah.
But is the, do I
That's the
want to.
default
The
for monogamy.
default is do I want to share this conversation I just had with someone who meant something to me and was a part of my life before you? And I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
And so today, immediately played the audio for you
Yeah.
and you read the text and it was great. And it was
And you
like,
showed him to me unprompted. I mean, you
yeah, I
just, because
don't,
I wouldn't
because
have
that's what we
known.
do. That's what we do. I think the instructive thing for people listening is I went for that first. I defaulted to that now, which
Yeah.
is I'm going to show you anything that's happening romantically or otherwise in my life,
Yeah.
and you need to see it, and we need to have these conversations, and it's just always so much better. And so what freedom we have to be able to say anything, like this thing you're
Yeah.
talking about, fuckboy, you're saying, yeah, I liked it, the sex was fucking hot. I mean, you've come around to pushing more on like, and I knew all this, you weren't hanging around with this guy because the sex sucked, you're in it for a reason, and I could take it. We're able to share these things, and we're
Yeah.
able to really know each other better from it,
Right.
right? I mean, I didn't even know
Totally.
you when you were with him, and it's I have no
No.
claim on that. And
No.
so, yay, lifestyle for forcing us to share things, and the reactions being loving and real and
Yes.
not defensive, not accusatory, not emotional,
Yeah.
not dramatic. I mean, what a gift that is.
It totally is. It doesn't have to be this deal breaker.
Doesn't
And
have to be
it's so great.
difficult.
Like, can you imagine? I mean, this could have gone down just another path where you just kept it to yourself, and then it probably would feel even more titillating, and probably you would feel more excited maybe about trying to see her or sleep with her again. But it's almost like when it's out in the open, you can see it for what it really is,
Exactly.
and you can decide for yourself because I want you to decide for yourself. And it's also completely fine if you want to meet up with her in whatever way,
And see, I know that. I absolutely know that. And it's kind of, it's just freeing.
I
Like,
know.
I don't want to see her. I really don't have a need to do that. I like the closure that today gave me on that relationship.
That's really nice.
And because we didn't have the closure before.
That was just the
And
sweetest voicemail.
it was really sweet. And
Yeah.
you were just sweet about it. You're like, oh, that's so beautiful what she said to you. I mean, you weren't at all visibly at all disturbed by it.
I mean, her feelings about you and what she said about who you are as a person is exactly what I believe too.
Aw,
And
that's
so
sweet.
I love that you had that when I wasn't there to give that to you, right?
Yeah, well, like I said, she prepared me for you.
Aww.
So, well, thank you for that reaction and thank you for the support.
I love you.
I've pledged through my life, the rest of my life, to just share everything with you. And come what may,
Yeah.
that's what I'm doing. The hard stuff, the easy stuff, the scary
Anything.
stuff, you're gonna hear it.
You want
And
me to continue to share stuff too, right?
yes,
Yeah.
yes, absolutely.
I mean, that's our
That's
default
our
now.
pact.
Yeah.
And it just
No
works.
bullshit.
No bullshit. We said it from the beginning.
Yeah. It's just more
So
fun that way too.
it is
Because I
more
love
fun.
these conversations. They're fascinating to me. And life would be so boring without them.
Yeah, and we'd be duplicitous otherwise. I'd have
Right?
something else going on in my mind.
Yes.
and not sharing it with you. And
Yeah.
there's the little seed of something that is unhealthy,
Yeah.
right? And if you were to hide things from me, it's the same thing. You don't
Yeah.
need to hide them from me. I don't need to hide anything
It's
from you
totally
because
unnecessary.
we're not going to go into that place. If it's uncomfortable, we're going to talk about it. If it's sad, scary, we're going to talk about it. We're going
Yep.
to work it out. And in the end, it's going to be better.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lesson from this one. Push yourself to share more in a sensitive way with your partner. And if you get to the point where you can share anything, that's the Holy Grail. And anything before that, it's work in progress.
Let us know if you guys have ever had any issues with exes, or if you currently are dealing with issues with exes, or if you have any policies about who you're allowed to talk to and who you're not.
Or talk about even.
Or talk about, yes, your ex-wife didn't want to hear about any of your exes. My ex didn't want to hear about any of my previous relationships either.
Yeah, too scary.
I know,
Way too scary.
but that's so sad because you learn so much from hearing about your partner's previous relationships. It's so instructive. So, yeah, we'd love to hear about anybody else's experiences with that. But I think in our experience, it's great to talk about.
Yeah.
I love it. I learn a ton from you, and I hope you learn from me. I guess you just learned that I'm a total slut. It's
I'm just learning that.
one
You're an inactive slut.
I'm a sino, a slut in name only.
That
So sad.
gets active whenever I start talking to
So,
someone. Now I know how to awaken the slut.
yes, this is
Just start
perfect.
flirting with
I will take the
someone.
manipulation, do it all day,
Oh
anything.
my gosh. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Get in
We'll
touch.
get back at you soon.
Yes, absolutely. Good night. We
Good
love
night.
y'all.